Hi, this is Dr. Jabbour. I'm treating progress note on patient by name Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, Wiley, W-I-L-E-Y. His date of birth is 7-6-1951. Date of evaluation is a January 23, 2013. Last time I saw Mr. Wiley on 9-8-2012. He came today for follow-up examination. Mr. Wiley reported that he has a sleep study done on a January 6, 2013, and he's currently waiting for the result. He is not sure if he have any apneic episode during the study, but he said that he was fit with a mask. But anyway, he's waiting for the result. He continued to drive the truck for a living, but he reported that he has been getting harder and harder. He's been stressed out easily. But he's trying to cope with it. He also has been tired and fatigued easily. He reported that the medication has been working, and without them he will feel much worse. He continued to take Trazodone 100 milligram daily and Zoloft 100 milligram daily. On mental status examination, he was slightly disheveled, maintained good eye contact, no psychosis, no delusion, depressed and anxious mood, and with no mobility. Thank you. Next patient is Caroline, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Last name is Taylor. Is T-A-Y-L-O-R, date of birth 7/22/1954. Date of evaluation is 12/3/2012. Last time I saw Ms. Caroline on 5/16/2012. She came today for follow-up examination. She reported that she continued to be very frustrated with her daughter and her treatment to her. She reported that she wanted her daughter to leave the house. The patient seems to be stressed out by this relationship. She wanted the daughter to move, even though it cost her not to see the children. She seems to be very frustrated. She's angry. She's irritable. She reported that she has not been sleeping well without the medication, which is the Ambien. But she reported that she also has been frustrated with her weight, medical problems, and multiple aspects. Her patient was able to ventilate. I gave her many suggestions about how to handle her relationship with her daughter, and it seems that she wanted to focus on herself in order to feel better and able to cope better. She did not have any auditory or visual hallucinations. She did not have any suicidalization or homicidalization. The plan at this point to continue the same medications, which is a Ambien 10 milligram QHS, Zoloft 50 milligram daily, and also Alprazolam 0.5 milligram POBID PRN for anxiety and panic disorder. Her next visit on today's date, which is January 23, 2013, for the same patient. Patient came today for follow-up examination, and so last time she was seen here was on 10-3-2012. Patient reported that a lot of stuff has changed. Her daughter moved out completely, but at some point she had a problem when her daughter wanted to call 911 on the patient, and when the patient blocked her, so the daughter called the police for assistance, and the police came and asked the daughter to give the key for the mother. The mother has been doing fairly okay. She's been a little bit irritable lately. She has joined the weight loss program at the Veteran Administration System, and she lost about 15 pounds and she looked thinner. She feels better, but she feels that she's a little bit more irritable and angry. She's tried to go to the exercise 2 to 3 times a week, but generally she's feeling better about herself. There's no psychosis, no delusions. She did not have any auditory or visual hallucinations. She did not have any suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation. The plan at this point, we're going to continue the same medication, which is Zoloft 30 milligram daily, alprazolam 5.5 milligram POBID, PRN for anxiety and panic disorder, and also a trazodone, Ambien 10 milligram POQHS, PRN for insomnia. Next patient is Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, and his middle initial is H, and his last name is Gregory, is G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, and he's a junior. Date of birth is 11-10-1945. Date of evaluation is a January 23rd to 7-13. Last time I saw Mr. Gregory on a 10-3 to 7-12, and I have started him on a Prozac 20 milligram daily. He came today with his wife, and he reported that he was seen by a physician assistant at the VA hospital in Virginia for an independent psychiatric evaluation, and he reported that he's been doing a fairly well. His wife reported that he tried the Prozac, but she felt that he snores heavily on it, and he's more sedated during the day. She feels that she doesn't like the effect which is the Prozac make him feel, and she asked me to discontinue that. And the patient would rather not to take any medication at this point. I offer him to go to a group therapy at the Veteran Administration System, which is also suggested by the VA itself. But the patient reported that he did not feel like sitting in group, even though including a therapeutic group, because he gets very annoyed by other people. He does not like a crowd, and he doesn't feel like talking about his issues much to start with. On mental status examination, patient appears in his stated age, maintain good eye contact, no psychosis, no delusions, continue to be anxious, continue to have a symptom post-traumatic stress disorder and depression, but the patient seems to be a little bit better since he starts talking about his issues. Thank you. Next patient is a Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, and his last name is Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N. His date of birth is 6/27/1960. Date of evaluation is a January 23, 2013. Last time I saw Mr. Burton on a 9/13 to 7/12, he came today for follow-up examination. He reported that he continued to work at the United States Postal Office. He reported that he was doing real well on his drinking, but he relapsed lately because he's been very anxious. He also has been stressed out by work, and so he started drinking about 6 packs of beer every night. He reported that he does not drink and drive, but regardless, it's been a problem for him because it was pointed out by his wife that his drinking pattern getting worse. I offered him to refer him to the VA or rehabilitation, but he reported that's going to be a stress on him, and that he has done a good job in the past by cutting his drinking on his own, and that he will try it again. I talked to him about monitoring that every time I see him, and he agreed. He reported that the medication has been working. He's been kind of feeling depressed, but the medication has been working fairly well, but he has to stop and cut his drinking. On mental status examination, he has a flat and constricted affect, no psychosis, no delusions. His speech was slow, and He has some disconnected thought. There's no smell of alcoholic beverages. He denied any auditory or visual hallucination. Cognitively, he's kind of the same without much change. And meanwhile, I'm going to keep him on the same medication, which is Zoloft 100 milligram daily, and clonazepam half milligram before bedtime. And for the patient to cut his alcoholic drinking as much as he can. Next patient is a William Holmes, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, and his last name is Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. His date of birth is 3/25/1944. Date of evaluation is January 23, 2013. Last time I saw Mr. Holmes on 8/11/2012. He came today for follow-up examination. He reported that the medication has been working fairly well. He's been staying home. He has not been working. He talks about his coping mechanism, about his life in the family. He reported that the medication has been working, and also the Levitra also work for the erectile dysfunction. He said that he stayed home most of the time, does not interact with other people. He also reported that his gout has been hurting him a lot lately, and he's been taking colchicine for that. There's no psychosis, no delusions. Patient appears to be slightly disheveled. And at this point, we're going to continue the same medication, which includes Zoloft 50 milligram daily, Trazodone 200 milligram QHS, Wellbutrin SR 150 milligram QAM, and Levitra 20 milligram, one tablet prior sexual activity as needed. Next patient is a Jesse Reddick, J-E-S-S-E. Reddick is R-I-D-D-I-C-K. His date of birth is 2/13/1944. Date of evaluation is January 23, 2013. Last time I saw Mr. Reddick on 8/11/2012. He came to do for follow-up examination. He reported that things about the same. He reported that his health is about the same, no change. He's been feeling good. He's been taking the medication. He's also been going from places to places. He feels like restless, cannot stay in one place for a very long time because he gets very bored and restless. He's trying to do some exercise and eat healthy. But he's kind of about the same. He seems like he grows some facial hair. His speech was slightly slow, no dysarthria. He denied any auditory or visual hallucination, denied any suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation. He continued to have flashbacks and nightmares. Treatment plan at this point, we're going to continue the same medication, which is Cymbalta 60 milligram daily, Trazodone 50 milligram QHS, and Viagra 100 milligram. To take half tablet or whole tablet 1 hour prior sexual activity. Next patient would be a Glenn Ford, is G-L-E-N-N, Ford, F-O-R-D. His date of birth is 12/9/1957. Date of evaluation is January 23, 2013. Last time I saw Mr. Ford on 9/13/2012, he came today for follow-up examination. He reported that he's supposed to do a bone scan. His last bone scan was done recently, and it showed that his knee is not healing. Mr. Ford has a total knee replacement on October of 2011, and it's been about 15 months since he has done the surgery. He reported that that has been a very painful and does not recover. And he cannot have the surgery on the other knee because that knee has not been successful and the bone is not healing, which is limit his mobility. He's been frustrated by all that. He's been feeling depressed, a little bit under the weather, as he reported. He feels depressed most of the day. He cannot sleep well. He doesn't go any places. He feels hopeless and helpless sometimes. There's no suicidal ideation, but generally he feels that he does not like to interact with people and others, and he gets very irritated easily, and he's withdrawn. On a mental status examination, he looks slightly disheveled. He maintained good eye contact, no psychosis, no delusions. And a diagnostic assessment for Access 1 post-traumatic stress disorder, also under Access 1 major depressive disorder, recurrent and related to his pain and his knees and mobility, and Access 2 not done, Access 3 hypertension, sinusitis, and status post total knee replacement and knee pain. Access 4 stress related to his inability to work or a function, and a limited mobility. And Access 5 is 45. Treatment plan at this point, we're going to continue with the Zoloft 100 milligram daily, and Wellbutrin SR 150 milligram in the morning, and Trazodone 200 milligram POQHS, and also Levitra 20 milligram 1 hour prior sexual activity as needed. Thank you.